Blog Talk Radio.
It is November the 29th, Monday, so good morning to the West Coast on the 9 a.m., and good afternoon to the East Coast on the 12 p.m. in North and South. Y'all know y'all diva got love for y'all, but we're going to talk about dreams all week, but the first thing I have to say is, Father God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of these days, Lord. We give you the glory that you woke us up this morning and that you act as an intercessor while we were sleeping late at night. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Shout out to the 253, the 248, the 973, the 616. Good morning and good afternoon to y'all. Yo, we about to get it in. Let me ask y'all something. Why is it that people, like a lot of people go on diets or whatever, but we got our spirits on diets, man. How you going to put your spirit on a diet? And the spirit is the most important thing that we need. The spirit can't live without the body, and the body can't live without the spirit. But it also, y'all, today is a special show. I'm going to starting today. If you know somebody that needs to be prayed over or prayed for, or if you want somebody to pray for you, just call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and we will pray for you live on the show. We'll get it in. And also, you can tune into me live. I know you're running around. I know you can't hold your phone to the ear if you ain't got your Bluetooth. Check in with me online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and we're going to get it in. And if you're on the lines right now and you want to get your pray on, or you want to pray over somebody, you just want to give some shout-outs, press the number 1, and I will open the line for you because I know you want to get on. So tell a friend to tell a friend. Whew. Today, topic, y'all, is we talking about these dreams And is it fantasy or reality? A lot of times we have dreams, y'all, and we don't pay no mind to it. We're like, all right, it's just a dream. It is what it is. But, you know, are they fantasy or reality? And I'm going to get into that in a little while, but I definitely want to get y'all opinion on the situation, because sometimes our dreams are instructions. And we didn't miss out because we just took it for something so feeble, something so small, and said, oh, that was just a dream. I'm going to keep it K-I-M in. But I'm going to go to the hotlines to open them up. We got the holy warrior in the building, Y.B. What's going on, man?
That's because diamonds are easier to see.
253-267, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good morning.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Good morning, Diva. How you doing?
I am fine. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Jennifer. You know me, Diva. I'm right here in the 253. How you doing?
Hey, Jennifer, that's what's up. I'm going to talk to you for calling in.
That's my girl right there. Keeping it real, Diva. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, you're my friend. You're down with me. I know you, girl. We need to pray for Miss Alex. She has been in labor all night. Her water broke last night. She needs prayer to get through this day today and have her get through this delivery safe, have the baby safe. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Kyle home to be with her.
Father God, thank you so much on today for another blessing. You have blessed us with another gift. It has been 10 long months, Lord, that we've been waiting on that baby. And now is here, Lord, and she is in labor. Let no weapons be formed against her, nor the baby shall not prosper, shall not work, Lord. Let her have a successful delivery, Lord, and make it quick, Lord, because that's a lot
of
pain.
Yes.
Lord, we know, and we just ask you, Lord, once the baby does get here, that you cover it with the blood, protect that little baby girl all the rest of her life, Lord, and bless the parents and the mother. Alex is such a sweet and loving person, Lord. Just bless her finances, bless her emotions, you know, bless her home, Lord, bless everything and her husband. And thank you, Lord, for sending her husband back home. He was deployed, but thank you, Lord, for sending him just in time. Just in time, Lord, to be with his wife and
thank
to be
you,
with
Jesus.
The baby. Thank you, Jesus, for him to see his firstborn come into this world, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you on today, Lord, because you're not there when you want us to be, but, Lord, you're right on time. Just in time. He just got here like a few days ago, right?
Yes, he got here. I believe it was Monday last week, a week ago.
Monday last week.
Yes.
Father God, we just thank you. And Father God, bless Jennifer because she is such a true friend, man. She will stick with
you
to the very end, no matter what she's going through, no matter where she at. She is definitely letting you use her as a tool, Lord, despite her own feelings, Lord. She get up and praise you and just be of abuse. I've seen many women like you, Jennifer, but you really get up and use yourself as a tool to help others. And God is continuing to bless you and your family. He's working some things out for you right now. You just got to let them in so you can tap into that power, because we haven't even tapped into just the snippet of it yet.
And I have to tell you, Miss Diva, I am thankful for you, because you have opened my spiritual side back up since you've been in my life. You have turned me back around, and I thank you for that. Thank you.
That makes me feel so good. And I'm just glad to, you know what, I'm just glad to be here and be used as a tool, because I know how important it is to feed your spirit, man. So many times God takes the back burner of, you know, we got to get up in the morning, we got to cook, we got to clean, we got to take care of the kids, we got to take care of the husband, we got to take care of the bills, we got to watch our weight, blah, 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 blah. The list goes on and on, but not one time do we take the time out to make time for the Lord. Our minds is like speedways. It's like bad. A woman's mind is like a big highway. Like with that.
Yes, and let me tell you something. I had a friend tell me 2 days ago, I said, you know, all these people that do wrong in this world around here. I said, all I can do is pray for them. I don't know what else to do but pray for them. But guess what she told me? She told me that prayer should not be a last resort for nobody. Everybody takes it as a last resort. That should be your first resort, is pray to the Lord. Ask Him. Ask Him what to do. Ask Him where to lead you. Ask Him. Ask Him. Don't make Him your last resort. He needs to be your first resort.
Spoken like a true woman of God.
Yes, ma'am.
What? God should be your first resort. Don't get to the point that you done got frustrated and, you know, you like, you know what, I can't do nothing but take them to the Lord. The first thing you should be doing is say, you know what, no weapons formed against us shall not prosper, shall not work. I'll take you to the Lord. Even
yes.
with husbands, with your wife, when she got an attitude, honey, I love you. I can't really stand the way that you're talking right now, but I'm going to take you and your attitude to the Lord. Wives, do
pray.
The same thing with your husband. Do the same
yes.
thing with your husbands. Don't yell. And, you know, I'm learning by example, and I always say I can't point my finger at you because it's always three fingers pointing back at me. You know,
that's
don't
right.
if you pointing your finger at somebody trying to pick out what's going on with them, look at the other three fingers. Like, really, y'all take your hand out, point it somewhere, and watch them three fingers point back at you.
That's
you know,
right.
And it's so important. You know, we got to start taking our kids, our spouses, you know, everybody, our coworkers, people that get on our nerves, the people that you just want to slap the taste out their mouth. First thing you do is say, Lord, remove these feelings from me.
Yes.
Lord, remove these evil thoughts from my head because the devil ain't got no place. I'm going to pray
yes.
for them because I'm going to tell y'all something. Before y'all even woke up this morning, y'all need to be thankful that y'all did wake up because in your most
That's
humblest
right.
state, when you were sleeping, your most humblest time, when you couldn't protect yourself, God was working in the midnight hour. And when
That's
you woke
right.
up this morning, when you woke up this morning, you probably, because the devil don't, you know, the devil can be your mate. You know, the devil probably was outside your bedroom flipping the corn with cowboy boots on, a cowboy hat, laughing his butt off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't wait till you get up. Uh-huh, to let the kids run wild, the lights cut off. You know, her mate acting crazy, the kids have left the door open. Or the devil can be laying right next to you.
That's right.
Right next to you. So you want to wake up, and the first thing you do is smile. Like, you know what, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. I
That's
smile
right.
my crusty smile each and every morning. I smile that crusty smile because I'm thankful I got some crust to smile through.
That's right. And we all know here in Washington in the 253, it rains all the time. But guess what? Rain or shine.
Yes.
Rain or shine, God gave us this day to praise Him, to live through, to see our kids happy and joyful, to see our husbands and our wives. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank. This is the day that the Lord has made, y'all, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on. This is about when it's one and two of the midst. God, when it's one and two together, God is in the midst, man. It don't even matter if I know one thing, if I don't see the hotline light up or if I don't see the chat room light up, it really doesn't matter because I know it's always another person out there listening.
That's
and it
right.
gets better each and every day. My show started off with just Frontline Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
My show just started off with Frontline Fridays. Now my show is rocking 6 days a week. I got
That's
four
right.
different shows. God is available.
Yes.
God is available, but you got to stay consistent with them. So a lot of us, you know, we start off with, you know, I'm going to go to church, I'm going to start going back to church, or whatever the case may be, and everything go well until somewhere we let the devil knock us off our square.
Mm-hmm.
Not the circle, the square.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my square and it got a lot bigger because, you know, I'm putting two squares together. I got a triangle, a square, an octagon. You can't knock me off because
nope.
I put God first.
That's right.
And
you can't go
gotta,
wrong when you put God first. You cannot go
mm-hmm.
wrong.
I was starting off with this show with them Frontline Fridays, and I said, you know what, something is missing. Something is missing, and I'm a person that put in my head, and I learned this from Mary Kay, but thank God, God sent Mary Kay. God first, family second, career third. God get the first pickings each and Monday through Friday, each and every morning,
mm-hmm.
on my show. And it's kind of ironic that I picked 9 a.m. on the West Coast because it's 12 p.m. on the East Coast. So I'm having breakfast with y'all on the West, but I'm eating lunch with y'all on the East. Save me some of that Big Mac. And I see you with your feet and on. God is available, man. We've been going through so many emotions, and, you know, sometimes we have these dreams, and we just play them off. You know, a girlfriend of mine, she called me and, you know, she told me about a dream that she had. You know, she said she saw herself in another city surrounded by children to whom she was giving instructions. And then months later, she called me, you know, she called me up. It's one of the largest nonprofit agencies in the world for children, which it was the Children's Research Development Group, has flown her out to interview her for a position of vice president. You know, they offer her the job, and she accepted it, most definitely, you know, thereby filling the goal to have the job helping the children. But she had a dream that she was surrounded by children and that she was instructing them. And how ironically, the largest, the children development, the children research development center, flew her out to interview her for the position, y'all. We got to pay attention to these dreams. You know, I don't know, did my girlfriend dream about children in another city because, you know, because she loved kids and desired to help them so much, or, you know, was it a sign from God, man? You know, I believe at times that God speaks to us during sleep, you know, instructing us. Or even if he's instructing us, he can be warning us of hidden sins, warning us about something. You know, a lot of times we may dismiss our dreams and thinking that they're a result of us eating too late or I'm going to fast something bad or, you know. But, you know, as men and women of God, we cannot afford to totally dismiss our dreams. We must be alert to hear God, y'all.
Yes.
And what I suggest for y'all to do from now on, you know, starting from day one, that's why I love Mondays, because Mondays start the week, and ain't nothing like another day to start all over. You can actually start all over. Yeah, a fresh start. Go out today when you go and pick up the kids, when you get off of work. Do yourself a favor. Go to the 99 cent store and get you a little one-subject tablet. Get you a tab, get you a notebook. And from now on, start you a dream journal. I'm telling y'all, this is going to work. This is going to work because I did it. Start you a dream journal, and it's like instructions, or it's like a little secret code that God sends to you within your dreams to prepare you for the stuff that, first of all, the gifts that God is trying to be blessing you with, and also the sins and the enemies that's going to rise against you, because you can see yourself doing something wrong. If you had a dream that you was blacking on somebody or cursing somebody out or whatever the case may be, that you got into a big fight, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't jot it down and read it over, you don't know that, you know, this is God trying to prepare you for something. It's so important, y'all. That's why we get this spiritual feeding on y'all. Each one, teach one.
Yes.
Y'all better know.
Amen.
Shout out to the 330 that just tuned in. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. And what we were just talking about, you know, a lot of times we dismiss our dreams. And a lot of times our dreams can be either instructions or it can be warnings. And what I'm encouraging all today is to take a little notepad and start today, a notebook today, and, you know, do a dream journal. And if you got somebody that you want to pray over, if you want us to pray over you live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting our spiritual feeding on, just press the one button and I'll open up the line and definitely pray over you, and you give your request to pray with somebody else. But our dreams, y'all, our dreams. Our dreams can be instructions or warnings from God. A lot of times we dismiss them like, you know what, Dag, I shouldn't have ate that last night. Ooh, them kids had me up. I went to sleep late, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, I had a dream somebody was trying to kill me. You know, I had a dream that I was trying to kill somebody, or I was running from somebody, or I run a lot of money, or, you know, such and such, you was in my dreams. This is a reason. I just had a dream the other night about my people's Bowser from Brick City. He was in my dream. And I sent him a message on Facebook like, yo, you all right? Is everything okay? You was in my dream. But what he reminded me was he asked me, did you listen to my mixtape? And I hadn't. So later on, you know, in the show, he's definitely going to be a part of Frontline Fridays. He's ready to get on board and do business with me. God is reminding me. A lot of people say, you know, when you dream about fish babies coming or something like that, when you dream about death, it's a child that's about to be born. But the most important thing is for us to write it down. These are instructions, y'all. These are warnings. And y'all got to remember that. If you don't know, but now you know. It's
that's
the girl
right.
from Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We getting our spiritual feeding on because too many times y'all got these spirits on diet. Take those spirits off diet. They all looking skinny
right.
and frail.
They
and
need to be fat and plump.
Yeah, and you wonder why you can't get up and get out. You wonder why you're walking around depressed and angry. You wonder why you walking around confused and abused. You're just beating yourself up. That's because your spirit hungry. It's all stifled. My spirit is, you know, Monique. My spirit ain't Flavor Flav no more. Take your spirits on the Flavor Flav diets. Flavor Flav spirits.
Ooh, we need some more diva. We need some more diva spirits. Diva spirits.
Yes, diva and Don spirits. And you know,
yes.
and a lot of times, let me say this, y'all, because God is moving this on my spirit. Now, everybody listen, this is a public servant announcement. Grab the person next to you so they can hear it. Go get them. Hurry up. Public service announcement, y'all. If you befriend the things in the world, if you make the things in the world your friend, you make yourself an enemy of God. Let me say that again. If you idolize the things in the world and make them your friend, your hair done, nails done, everything done, I got my rim like a G6. If you doing all that, ain't nothing wrong with having them. But if you idolizing it and that's what's bringing you joy at the beginning or the end of the day, you are a friend of God. I mean, you are an enemy of God. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Stay tuned, Flavor Flav.
I got King Jesus. Long as I got, don't need nobody.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on. Big shout-out to my girl, Jennifer, in the building, all the way live from the 253. Shout-out to the 330. Shout-out to the 973. Shout-out to the 215 and the 626 in the building live. I definitely want to just say, wow, I love that song by Vicky Winans. As long as I got King Jesus, I'm a choir girl. I love the choir. I love when the music is jumping. But, you know, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And have you ever been lied on? Like, for real? I've been lied on. I've been cheated. I've been talked about. I've been mistreated. And then I'm laughing because the old me couldn't get the victory. I couldn't get the victory. I kept holding on to people who I felt that did something to me, lied on me, stole from me, betrayed me, talked about me, and I couldn't get the victory because I was too busy holding on. I was being a victim because every night I went to sleep, oh, I can't wait till they get their karma. I can't wait till they get theirs. Every morning I wake up, I can't wait till they get this. Lord, spite them, Lord. Spite. I used to be going, and I know some of y'all is laughing at me right now, but that was me. That was Diva Mary Kay. I used to be so upset with people, but when you hold on, and I know some things are hard to let go, but what I'm saying to y'all is if you hold on to what somebody did to you in the past, you're going to be their victim. And the reason why I say that, because they get up each and every day, keeping it moving, sticking to the script, doing what they do regardless. And you sitting there stressed, depressed, mad, and angry. You can't even give your kids a hug because you thinking about what this person did to you.
Amen.
Y'all better let go and let God. Because what's going to happen is you're going to end up missing the blessing. And Dale called in like 2 weeks ago. He told us a story about this man was sentenced to hell. He was sentenced to hell. And what happened was they put him in his room, and in his room they had all these boxes in his room with his name on it. And he looking around like, what are all these boxes with my name on it? So when God came into the room, when he was sent before God, he was like, God, before we go any further, before we do anything, Lord, what is all these boxes with my name on it? Like, they everywhere. They up on the ceiling. They on the floor. They piled on top of each other. God calmly said to him, folded his arm and said, those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you while you was on earth.
Amen.
How many boxes y'all got in y'all room? How many boxes you adding on today? See, I had to let go and let God. And it wasn't easy, y'all. A lot of people think, you know, when you give your life over to God and when you start walking in God's footsteps, first of all, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Don't do that. Because look at your age now. That's how many years he's been chasing you to get yourself together. I'm 28 now. God been chasing me for 28 years, and all of a sudden I wanted to decide that I wanted to get my spirit right. He had already made the payment with Jesus' blood a long time ago. He had already made the payment before me, before I was even thought about, before my existence even came into here, before I even got here, before my mother, my grandmother, everybody, before I even got here. And it's kind of funny that I say that, you know, we hold on to what people did to us, a.k.a. haters. I was watching The Passion of the Christ yesterday. Y'all need to watch that again. Yo, y'all talk about haters. Y'all ain't really got no haters. I was watching how they did, you know, what the story is. I don't really want to say that it's true, and I don't want to say that it's false because it was positive, it was negative. Everybody got their own belief or whatever. We don't argue about religion. But I was looking at how they did Jesus. You know, how his best friend, how Judas betrayed him for some silver. Like, for real? Brought them to where he was at, man. And it's crazy because when they did capture Jesus, they, like, beat him down, hooking off on him, just whipping him all the way. Everywhere they went, they took Jesus before two kings. And the kings really couldn't find nothing that he did wrong. But it's crazy because one of the kings was saying, you know, I have the notorious murderer such and such here in my custody. Which one would y'all rather release? Would y'all rather for me to release this murderer, this crazy insane murderer, or would y'all rather for me to release Jesus? You know they said the murderer? That's crazy. We get up every morning, we'll tell somebody about what happened on Atlanta Housewives. We'll tell somebody what happened on down the street. We'll tell somebody about the gangbang. But let's talk about Jesus, y'all. Let's talk about how good he is. And it's going to have to take for you to condition yourself each and every day to feed your spirit. You got to get that spiritual feeding going. Because if you don't, then you're not putting on no armor. How you going to come to a gunfight with a knife? I don't know where you're going when you're not going to win. But the armor on today is, first of all, feeding that spirit. Going into your Bibles. And I say this to everybody. I have encouraged you, and I will encourage y'all each and every day that I'm on my show, regardless if I'm not on the show, out in the midst. Go to Barnes and Noble's. Make this a little, it can be a little time for you, or you can bring the kids or whatever. It can be a family outing. Go to Barnes and Noble's, y'all, and get y'all a personal Bible. Barnes and Noble's is real nice up in there. They got them chairs. They got leather couches. You know, they got the little coffee and lattes. And you can step your game up with the organo coffee. OG Coffee. Make sure y'all follow OG Coffee on Twitter. And if you want to get you some right now, it's great. I mean, oh, they got the latte, they got the tea, they got the black coffee, and they got the cocoa. So go to mhargrove.organogold.com. Again, that's mhargrove.organogold.com and get you some. Let's start putting these healthy products back into our body. We're going back to biblical times when things was made from the earth. There are no chemicals in it. But Miss Hargrove can help you step your game up. But if you want to get it, they're actually running a special, too, on Twitter. It's a special on Twitter. Go to www.twitter.com/organogold and follow the link, and it'll tell you in a minute. I'm going to have the representative from Organogold. I'm going to have them call in and give more information by the end of the show because this is some great tea and the latte. Oh, when I made my latte, I didn't have to add anything to it, just water, and it was banging. But you definitely want to get you some organic products. But, back to Barnes & Noble's. Get you a personal Bible. My Bible I have is called the Women of Color Devotional Bible, and it's by Nia Publisher. You can Google it, you can look at it, but I would encourage you to get a Bible that gives you things it gives you the scripture, it gives you the word, and it gives you things to do, how to apply it daily. Get you a daily Bible, even if it's footnotes, and step your game up and get the kids one too. A little place in there where you can write. You know, writing is good. Writing is therapy. But prayer changes everything. I have to give a very, very special prayer to Miss Nakiba. She called in a few weeks ago, but the sister, we've been texting back and forth. I actually met her on Twitter, and she's in court today with her son, with her youth. You know, and he's standing in front of the judge, and he got into some trouble with his friends. And, you know, God, I just ask that you protect her, protect the youth. Let him learn a valuable lesson to this where he turned his life around and give it over to you, Lord, that he got the real understanding about what real friends is and how much, what a friend is and what a foe is and how much trouble that he has gotten, that he's facing it by himself. And the only person that's there to protect him and cover him with the blood is you, Lord. Father God, I pray over her right now that you give her a clean heart. Give him a clean heart. Where they will worship nobody but you, Lord. Father God, remove all those worries and those burdens and those weapons that's formed against them right now, Lord. Bless that family, Lord. Bless their situation. Bless the upbringing. Bless the youth that's coming behind the youth and the mother. Give them a whole heart where they will only worship you and they will only put your precious word into their body to feed their spirit first before they touch anything physical, Lord. It's about you, God. Father God, give them the strength, and I encourage them on today to worship you at all times, not when troubles and tribulations come their way, Lord. Father God, humble them. Humble that young man. Let this also be a lesson to the youth that was with him, Lord. Protect them with the blood, Lord. Work in their favor in that courtroom today, Lord. Father God, I pray that nobody was hurt but behind the stupid things that they may have done, Lord. And I pray for them as well. Father God, give them favor over today. Cover that courtroom with the blood, the judge, the public defender, the prosecutor, everybody, Lord. Let no weapons be formed against her shall not prosper, shall not work. We need you, Lord, right now. Right now, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Y'all know we're not above praying for people. My spirit feels so much better when I pray for people. I start getting high, like I get kind of fuzzy and lightheaded, and it feels so good. This is the type of high I want. I want to be able to use as a tool to bless others, to pray over others, because I know God hear me. I know he hear me. Even when I was out there drugging and bugging, fooling and dueling, tricking and slipping, God was there. God was there for me. He never forsake me, and he ain't never going to forsake you either. He going to bless you real good. But you got to love him. A lot of times, you know, we be saying, oh, Lord, I'm having problems with this, I'm having problems with that, and my mate and my kids and the house all messed up and the money don't fit the bills and blah, 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 blah. It's about time for y'all to stop telling y'all problems, y'all God about y'all problems and start telling y'all problems about y'all God. If you depressed, say, depression, you ain't got nothing for me. Because my God is bigger than you. If you angry, my God is bigger than you. If you broke, my God is bigger than you. If you grieving, my God is bigger than you. This is a feeling, and it's going to pass. You're not going to get me to the point where I'm so upset, so angry, so confused that, you know, I just start taking it out on the people in my house or the people that's the closest to me, the people who love me. I'm not going to start acting like a fool. I'm not going to give the devil no type of, you know, no stage. He has no room here. If your kid's acting up, that's okay. I got something for you. I'm not going to yell and scream at you. I will whoop you. Don't spit around. Oh, no. Don't do that. Get him. Get him. Jennifer, no. I'm a firm believer of a whooping. But I'm going to tell you, I love you, and I care about you first. But at the end of the day, you're going to learn some discipline.
That's right.
You're going to learn some discipline. Twitter,
yeah.
I just got it. OGCoffee_East. Go to www.mhargrove.com or organogold.com. That was so good. Look at that. Just, I was talking about it with the Twitter. Bam, it's right there. Sent it right to me. Shout out to Future Guru 100, man. He got my back. He got my back. He is an intercessor for me. He stepped in when trouble arises. Shout out to Ms. Bling, Ms. J. Bling. How you doing, Diva? Shout out to Poochie 7060. Shout out to Genius. Oh, man. Shout out to Hannah's Voice, Y.B., Miss Katrina Lynn, Retweet My G's. Let's see, Dr. Tiffany Brown, shout out to y'all. Genie365, shout out to you. They in the building. See, I ain't got to, I mean, I'm a promoter. That's one of my many hats that I wear, but God is the ultimate promoter. He works all things out. We try to do our own feeble thing. Man, I remember one time I said, I had a $1,500 light bill in the mail. Got it from PSE&G. Boom, I was barely affording rent. I opened that bill. I said, oh, Lord, you got mail. And I put it right on the countertop. I left it in the hallway in my little countertop where I used to keep the mail at, and I didn't touch it. I didn't touch it. I didn't go back. I said, God, I prayed over it. I said, God, you got mail, and that was what it was. And 2 weeks later, God worked that bill out, the whole $1,500 bill for me.
Amen.
He sent somebody to introduce a program called La Casa to me. And also he sent another person to tell me about if you was getting cash assistance from welfare, that they'll pay your bill as well. But I wasn't getting cash assistance. But he sent this program called La Casa. They paid my whole bill. And not only that, they put me on a payment plan where my bill wouldn't be no more than $90 a month for the next 6 months. Upgrade you. You got to believe in him. If you tell God about something and you ask God to work something out, or you ask God to take some feelings or some situations out of your life, let him. Don't go back touching nothing. It's hot. If you gave it to God, it's hot now. It's just like me saying, Jennifer, you know, I got this job interview or whatever the case may be on Wednesday or whatever. Can you watch Makai for me? Which I know she's going to be more than willing to do it if she's not doing nothing.
That's
and
I'd
be like, okay, we set it up. And then come Monday night or Tuesday, I call Alex and say, you know, Alex, can you keep Makai for me or whatever the case may be? And Alex go over to Jennifer's house and they talking like, yeah, Ebony going on the interview. She want me to watch her. Jennifer going to be like, I just told her I was going to watch Makai. Why don't she believe in me? That's going to offend her. That's going to hurt her feelings. That's how God feel when we don't let him work it out. And she might get a funky attitude, like, well, if she don't want me to watch her son, then I won't do nothing. I know the next time she asks me for something, y'all better be clear. Y'all better be clear about when y'all talk to God and ask God for something. Let him do it. Stop trying to be Jesus Juniors. These dreams that we have, y'all, are instructions, and they are warnings. We need to make sure we get a dream journal and write them down. It's so important. Trust God with your dreams. The dreams you have when you're waking up, you know, even the daydreams that you have, your daydreams, your goals, and those you have sleeping. Do yourself a favor and keep a dream journal. Record the dreams you have while sleeping, you know, while you're sleeping, and also write down the dreams you have for your life. Now, we can write down the dreams that we have dreaming, but let's write down the dreams that you have for your life. And then once you do that, reflect regularly on them both. And as you reflect, go ahead and pray and ask God to make you open to what he says to you. You're going to write down the dreams that you had while you were sleeping, and then you're going to write down the dreams that you have for your life. And go back and reflect on them. Look over them. Read them. Then you want to ask God, you know, God, open my eyes to what it's saying here so I can get a full understanding. Pray and ask God to make you open to what he says to you. Because it's not by random that you writing the stuff down. Prayer changes things. And once y'all start to understand that and get that in your head, that prayer changes things, y'all going to be so much better. The kids is going to be so much better. The house is going to be so much better. The finances is going to be so much better. Your health is going to be so much better. Your mind, your feelings, your emotions is going to be so much better. Think about what God has given to you. Think about them dreams that God is blessing you with. He like your insider. He is your insider. He ain't like your insider. He is your insider. He your connect. He the one watching. He the sniper. He can see it. He can see what's going on. He can see what's coming. He can see what's in the future that's coming to you. And he can also see what's in the past that's going to hold you down. God is moving on me about the past, y'all. I got to get on the eye. I got to put this eye on me right now. I have to check myself each and every day. What is my past going to do for my future, man? What is it that I'm holding on, living in the world, holding on to that's separating me from God Almighty? I got to check myself. Even from down from drinking to the weed to the cigarettes to the clothes to the shopping to the eating to everything. I can't hold on to those things because guess what? I can't take them with me. And when my son acting crazy and tearing up stuff and when my sister getting on my nerves and when my man make me want to slap the taste out his mouth, I got to let that go. I can't go and run and hide and try to, you know, I was depressed for 10 years after my son's father died. And all I was doing was medicating, getting high, getting high, getting high, getting high, smoking blunt on top of blunts on top of blunts on top of blunts on top of blunts. One day I got sick because I didn't get high off my blunt no more. But what I was doing, I was trying to get rid of those feelings. I was trying to distract to get something so I won't feel those feelings. It's important for me to feel those feelings. It's important for me to feel fear. It's important for me to feel shame. It's important for me to feel lonely. It's important for me to be depressed. It's important because the beautiful thing about it is the feeling and it's going to pass. You ain't going to have it forever. It probably lasts like a few hours. But y'all talking about feelings, y'all ain't got nothing on the feelings that watching that Passion of the Christ, they made him carry his own cross. They had whipped him, beat him down, you know, hit him with some non-tails and snatching skin out of his back, broke his arm. Oh, man. Yo, y'all need to watch the Passion of the Christ, y'all. They were putting Jesus on the cross, and they were showing from their version how he's putting Jesus on the cross, and his hand wouldn't reach to the hole. You know, they had on the cross. And this man tied a rope around Jesus' arm and snatched it out of place to give it more extent to get into the hole to nail his hand into the cross. Y'all think y'all really being beat down? Y'all think y'all really going through? Y'all think y'all really being hated on? Yeah, right. Just imagine if we had to go through something like that. We would have died a long time ago. Y'all think y'all been through something. Y'all ain't been through nothing. But at the end of the day, y'all got to understand prayer changes things. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feedings on. By the end of this show, I'm going to have y'all spirits like 10 to 15 pounds a lot more heavier because there's too many Flavor Flav spirits out there. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, calling at 347-850-1521. Get your spiritual feeding on. Let's pray over somebody. I'm about to start calling up people in a little bit. We're going into, we got 10 minutes down at the end of the hour. We're going into our second hour in about another 10 minutes where we start calling up. You start calling in or you start sending me a text or you start sending me information on Twitter or in the chat room, and we start calling people up. Out of the blue, being a blessing, we dial out to them live from the show, and we pray over them. It can be somebody that you love. It can be your enemy. I call up your enemies and pray over them. But I'm willing to pray over anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. I'm a tool to be used, and I just thank God again. Father God, thank you for this palette. Y'all stay tuned because I know your spirit is getting there. Again, send me some of that Big Mac because my spirit hungry too.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain.
He hit me
at any given time,
he hit me
for no reason at all.
He hit me
so hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you,
prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
oh, it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a witness.
Prayer changed,
and I know.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes
things. I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team.
Yeah.
I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I was getting nothing but all D's.
Whoa.
And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life.
Algebra.
I studied hard.
Chemistry.
I gave my all.
Calculus.
Oh my God.
English.
So many flaws. Playing ball didn't look too good for me.
Yeah.
My future could not see.
Ooh.
I had lost all my beliefs.
Uh-huh.
And gave up on all my dreams.
Ooh, yeah.
Then I went to church on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And the pastor began to preach.
Yeah.
It was like he was talking to me.
Oh,
when he said I can do all things.
Ooh.
In Christ the strength in me. And for me that was enough.
Whoa.
Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you,
prayer
changes things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes things.
Prayer changes.
Said
prayer changes
things.
Prayer changes.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve them. Listening to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in.
Oh, yes,
we were separated at least for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong too.
Oh.
And we would walk around the house, putting each other down.
Yeah.
I mean, right in front of the kids.
Yeah.
We would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident, and I almost lost my life.
Yeah.
And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes a way?
Yeah.
When we said there was no way.
Yeah.
I'm out the hospital and back at home. Planning another wedding day, I tell you.
Prayer changed.
It changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Prayer changed.
Things I'm
changed.
With is it
prayer changed.
Change.
Prayer changed.
Change.
Prayer changes things.
Now all of these things were happening in one family. But that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Oh.
And if you didn't know,
yeah.
Now you shouldn't know.
Oh.
All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again. Four kids now cause they just had twins. Little sister all grown up now. She's
yeah.
a lawyer married with one child now.
Jeez.
2 years big brother's out of college.
Man,
he's got his hands full.
Hallelujah.
Blessed with skills, blessed
hey.
With knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls. I'm a witness.
Prayer
changes, yeah.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Oh, when it looks like
prayer changes.
You can't make
prayer
it
change.
I know that
prayer
changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
In the middle of this
prayer
world.
Changes.
Prayer will
prayer
come.
Changes.
changes.
That
things won't. Even if you're doing wrong,
yeah,
all your money's gone. If you put out your home,
that changes. Things,
yeah. If you can't find a friend,
that changes.
At your journey's end, things you just can't win.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and you getting your spiritual feeding on because there's too many small and frail and weak spirits out there, and we wonder why we can't get up and get it together and buckle down to buckle up because our spirits are weak, man. And it's so important that we get up and, you know, we just feed our spirit because our families and our jobs and life alone will drive you crazy. But if you feed your spirit and build those spirit muscles up, you will be all right. The regular things in life wouldn't bother you, though. I kind of realized that with the spiritual feeding. The things of the world really don't bother me how they used to. Don't get me wrong. I'm not all perfect, and, you know, I'm not going to say I'm a super Christian. I still get mad and upset about stuff, yeah. But how I handle it on today is different. I've come to realize with myself now, I ask a lot more questions than doing a lot more fussing and cussing. And I thank God for giving me that tool to use, because some of the things that I want to say sometimes would definitely keep me from standing by the Lord, because I can't be up standing by the Lord and you know, worshiping Him and walking in His presence, living in paradise with a potty mouth. No potty mouth in paradise. Girl, I know you're laughing. No potty mouth in paradise. It's just not gonna happen. We don't do that around here. But let's get back to these dreams, man. We gonna start calling up some people and praying over them. So let's see if we can get some people on the line. And I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. You know, I'm so glad that God gave me this tool to dial out the people and call them up and pray over them, because it's so funny because they be taken by surprise, and then they be like, well, you know, I'm kind of caught up, and some of them just let it go straight to the voicemail because they think I'm a bill collector. But what they don't know is I'm not a bill collector. I got my girl Jennifer live in the building. I'm so glad that you with me on today. Diva witnessing with me, it means so much.
I'm with you, girl. I'm with you.
We're about to call up. If you got somebody you want us to call, you want to call up live on the show and we pray over them, you can text me the number 973. I'm about to call up Adam. He in Brick City. Let's see if he pick up. Let's see what outcome.
Hello?
Adam.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and I'm calling you live from Spiritual Feeding, and I called to pray over you because I love you, baby.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it. What's going on? This is Mary Kay.
Hey, I'm doing fine. We is on the show. I got my girl Jennifer in the building live from the 253. This is a part of the hour of the show that we call up people unexpectedly and say, you know what, God, we just want you to bless this person right now. Let no weapons be formed against them. Shall not prosper, shall not work. Give them favor on today, wherever they go, on the bus, on the train, in their cars, in the line, Lord. Just bless them, Lord. Father God, any weapon that's going to be formed against him in the future, Father God, I just ask right now that you stand in front of him and be his intercessor, Lord. Father God, surround him with good friends. I'm talking about real friends. I'm talking about them type of friends that will stay close to you like a brother. Them type of friends that's going to tell you the truth, tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, Lord. Them type of friends that's going to step in and be the intercessor when the trouble starts, Lord. Father God, them friends that's going to pick you up. Pick him up, Lord, when the troubles of life tear him down, Lord. Yes, we
Amen.
Love him on today, Lord. We love him on today, Lord. We pray over him right now. We pray that any demons that he may be facing or any situation that he may be facing, that you give it to him now. Give him the strength and the will to overcome it. Father God, we just pray right now that when he feels those feelings or when something is formed against him, he don't run and you say, Lord, they attack him. We go to those problems and them situations and say, my God is bigger than you. My God has already defeated you and he made a payment for me with his only begotten son, Jesus, a long time ago. You are feeble to me. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. I know that's right. I was going to cash a check in about 20 minutes. Hopefully they give me 20 extra dollars because I'm feeling blessed. I was blessed. Go take my test tomorrow. I needed a good prayer because I was a little worried about it last night. Go take the correct test tomorrow. I definitely needed a prayer, a little extra prayer. All my prayers might not be answered, but I know if I get the help of Miss Mary Kay and the co-host, I'll be all right.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. God has already taken care of that test for you. Just let him do it. The test is already covered with the blood. You already covered with the blood. You can't get no more protection. It's already covered. Your armor is up. Just let him in, yo. Let him in. Let him do his thing. Don't be Jesus Jr. Don't be Jesus Jr. We done prayed over that test. We done prayed over that situation. It's hot now, so you can't touch it. You can't touch it. You can't do nothing. It's hot. That pot is hot. Don't touch it. You're going to get burned.
Leave it alone.
That's right.
You know, I love this part of the show, man. I swear I do, because I get to call out to people and witness to people and pray over people and just love people no matter what. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew you had the test coming, but I didn't know that you had those feelings.
Yes, ma'am.
This should be removed now.
Yes.
Audience,
yes.
I was saying a little joke. You know, people got to feed their spirit. There's too many Flavor Flav spirits out here, little scrawny little spirits.
Yes.
You need a Monique spirit. You need a precious spirit.
You need a precious spirit. So precious.
A heavy, precious spirit.
That's a lot of loving right there.
That's a lot of loving. That's
yes.
the type of spirit I got.
That is definitely
oh,
so
man.
So what's the topic
Adam,
of the
got anybody? Go ahead, I didn't hear you.
So what's the topic of the show today?
Oh, the topic of the show is dreams, fantasy, or realities. And I was telling the story how my girlfriend had a dream, and she had a dream that she was surrounded by all these children and that she was instructing them. And, you know, like a week or two later, you know, the biggest children, the Children's Resource Development Center, which is one of the biggest nonprofit organizations, gave her a call to interview her. They flew her out to interview her for that position to help the kids. And, you know, a lot of times we just play our dreams off as they was just dreams or, I probably ate something bad last night. But our dreams are instructions. And not only are they instructions, they warnings, too.
Conscious manifested.
Yes. So what I'm doing is asking and suggesting is telling everybody, step your game up and go to the 99-cent store, pull out one of them old notebooks that you ain't using, and write down your dreams. what you remember, your dreams, and also write down your dreams for the future. And go back over them and keep looking at them. Keep looking at them. And why? And once you finish doing that, you know, do yourself a favor. You know, pray over and ask God to make you open to what He says to you. Because that's the connect, those dreams, those are inside connects. Even when you daydreaming, or you know the dreams that you have for your life, and when you sleep, those are instructions. Those are little clues. He's trying to prepare you for something. He's trying to, you know, help you out.
Yes, indeed. You put them there. You just got to be smart enough to acknowledge it.
Say it again, Adam, so they can hear you.
You put them there. You just got to be smart enough to acknowledge them.
That's right. Amen.
You ate last night.
Huh?
It just wasn't the chicken you ate last night. He put them beans in. Definitely.
Oh, most definitely. Definitely. Adam, I'm so thankful that you picked up the phone today and gave me the opportunity to pray and love on you. It means so much to me. It does.
Some say that number looks familiar.
I know that's right. That number looked familiar. That's Diva Spot ENT Radio getting that spiritual feeding on. Calling you. You got anybody that you want us to pray for? Anybody you want to call up? What's good? We on board.
You can give a little prayer for my twin sister. She's going through a little something right now.
All right. Well, Father God, we pray over at, what's her name?
Kim.
Father God, right now we pray over Kim, Lord, that you would touch her heart. Father God, that you would come into her life and give her a clean heart, where she would worship nobody but you, Lord. Father God, any demonic or any demons or any weapons that are trying to be formed on her or against her, Lord, Father God, we ask that you remove them, Lord. Father God, that we know that you are able and possible to do all things you able. Father God, let her know the storm is over now. She's been going through, but the storm is over now. She don't have to worry about nothing no more, Lord. Come into her mind, her body, her spirit, her house, her home. Let her realize right now, Lord, right now, move on her. Move on her right now, Lord. Let her know the storm is over now and that you love her. And you know what she's been going through, Lord. And you will never forsake her, Lord. Father God, when she having those situations and those concerns, Lord, Father God, continue to just give her the strength and the ability and the wisdom to work through, Lord. Don't let her handicap herself with her own situations and her own thoughts. Father God, intercess when she get caught up in her own mind, think of her own, trying to do her own will. Whatever it may be, Lord, let her know the storm is over now. The storm is over now. She ain't got to go through no more, Lord. She been going through for so long and she's so used to going through that she don't realize that she made it. You made it through the storm, Kim. It's over because God continue to bless you. Bless you, de-stress you. She covered you. You covered by the blood. The blood has always been there and has always protected her. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Y'all, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on because I knew they was hungry this morning. Oh, my goodness. God is so good all the time. Shout out to the 732, the 973, the 253, the 908, the 616. Tune in live. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on because there's too many of these scrawny little Flavor Fame spirits out here. We wake up each and every day wondering why we feel incomplete, why we not happy, why stuff ain't going right for us. Get it together, and you got the inside connect. All week we going to be talking about dreams. But today's topic is, are they fantasies or realities? Work with it. Are your dreams fantasy or they reality? But what we come to learn on today, I'm stepping your spirit up. Them dreams that you having, those are instructions. Those are warnings. Step your game up and get you a notepad. Write down your dreams. Starting today, that's why I love Mondays. Mondays you can start all over. It starts the week off. Let's go. Get that notepad out and just write down. You don't have to remember everything from your dream, but just write it down. And also write down the dreams for your future and reflect over those dreams. And pray on it and say, God, whatever it is that I need to understand and whatever you're trying to say to me, say let me understand what these dreams and what my daydreams and what my future dreams for my life I have. What is the understanding? Stop nicking your dreams off, y'all. They connect. They clues. If you want me to pray over somebody or you want to get prayed over again, Adam, thank you so much. But if you want me to pray over you, if you want somebody that you have somebody that you want prayed over, call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button, and I know that you want to speak to the host. I definitely want to give a shout-out to the on the in the live chat. Okay. Jamie8305, good morning, Diva. And good morning to the West Coast, and good afternoon to the East, man. It's so wonderful how I started when I picked the time for the show. I started at 9 o'clock West Coast, but it's 12 p.m. East Coast. It's going into 1 o'clock on the East Coast, and it's going into 10 o'clock here over on the West Coast. But shout out to you. I mean, it's so good when God uses you as a tool. We put God to the back burner so many times, worrying about our hair done, nails done, and everything done. We are caught up in our rims and our G6s. But how did you get that? That's my thing. Get rid of your attitude and get some gratitude on today.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Get rid of your attitude and get some gratitude on today. I just messed somebody up when I said that.
Get rid of your attitude.
Say it, Jay. I can hear you.
Get rid of that attitude, because all it's going to do is put you in a bad mood and put everybody else in a bad mood, and that's not what we need. We need God to feed our spirits so we can pass that on. Everybody needs to know how strong and powerful his feeding really is. Really, really is.
And it's true. After you get God in you, after you get the word in you, you know, there's no better food than that, spiritually. When I wake up in the morning, after I done woke up and smile my crusty smile with the Lord, and then I go wash my face and brush my teeth, I be having the crustiest smiles in the morning, God. And I wake up because I see that light. I see that light through the window, and I'm thankful, Lord, you brought me such a long way. God sent trouble my way to move me to high lands. I'm a humble woman on high lands. I had to learn, y'all. I had to learn. I had to get pulled down and brought back up, pulled down and brought back up. But the reason why I was getting pulled down, because I kept befriending the things in the world, like money, cars, clothes, sex, drugs. I kept letting it pull me down. When God said, I have an abundance of blessings over here for you, I was like the man in the story that got sentenced to hell. You know, it was a story Dale called in and said it was this man that was sentenced to hell, y'all. And they put him in this room, and in his room they had all these boxes in the room on the floor, on the ceiling, watertight packed with his name on it. And when God came in the room, when he went before God, he said, hold on, Lord. He going to stop God. He said, wait a minute, God. Before we go any further, before you say anything else, Lord, what is all these boxes with my name on it? Like, what's all this? God folded his arms and calmly said to him, those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you while you was on earth. How many boxes you got in the room? How many boxes you got in the house? How many boxes you got in the mansion? See, we be missing out on so many blessings, man, because we won't let God bless us. We're trying to do our own thing, trying to be Jesus Jr., trying to work it out on our own. And when we jack it up, oh, Lord, help me. Please, Lord, I'm sorry. No, it's not going to go down like that. It's not going to go down like that. Y'all got to let him in. Let go and let God, man. and get your spirit right. We be so caught up on a physical appearance and how we look and how people look at us. If they really peeled back all that physical mess and looked at our spirit, they'd be like, oh, she is nasty. Ew, he is dirty. At the end of the day, we're not going to be judged by these people in the world, y'all. God ain't going to care how much stress we got. Or who did this and they lied on me and Tijuana stole from me and Craig and them, they went against me. They not, he's not, he don't care about that. Start today, start getting your spirit right, man.
Miss Diva, we should call my grandmother in Arkansas. She has devoted her life to making sure that everybody in this family and everybody that comes across her is well off, to make sure they have food to put in their stomachs, to make sure that they have a place to live, to make sure that they have clothes on their backs. She has my sister's kids right now. My sister's incarcerated in Arkansas Correctional Facility. She has my sister's kids. Thankfully, thank you, Jesus, my sister is being released within the next 2 weeks. She will be home for them kids for Christmas, but only because my grandmother made sure that those kids were taken care of, that they had somewhere to live. My grandmother just had back surgery probably a month and a half, 2 months ago. But guess what? She came home from that hospital, and she made sure that those kids were still taken care of.
God is so good. Well, that's fine with me. We can definitely call her up. I'm about to go into some music. I'm going to put you in the private room so we can get your information and your grandmother information so we can call her up and pray over her. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, getting your spiritual feed on. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 because the storm is over now.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
They're all
Welcome back, y'all. The storm is over now. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding on. It's time to feed them spirits, man. And shout out to the 253, the 862. Rocker Block, I see you. I'm going to get to you in a few minutes. The 732, the 973 tuned in live in the building. Also, shout out to those online, Miss J Bling, Future Guru 100, Poochie 7060, Genius, Hannah's Voice, Y.B, Miss Katrina Lynn, Retweet My G's, BR Tiffany Brown, Jenny 365, and the list goes on and on. I just want to thank y'all for tuning in, man. We're talking about the spiritual feeder, Jamie. Jamie 8305 on a live chat. We're getting our spiritual feeding on, and we're about to call up Miss Vera. This is a part of the show where we call out, people call in, and, you know, they request. And my diva Jennifer is on the phone. She wants to call out to her grandmother, the diva, Vera. We're going to call out to her, and we're going to pray over her because this grandmother, y'all, this grandmother has been holding this family down, making sure they eat. They got clothes on their back. They got a place to stay. Her sister is incarcerated now, and the grandmother has the kids. And the sister is about to be home from 2 weeks. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her right before Christmas time in the new year. But we're going to call her up unexpectedly and pray over her. So let's go ahead and get her in right now. Let's see if I can get her on the phone. Jen, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Zero, please?
Yes, ma'am. Can you speak in?
Frankie, it's Jennifer.
What is it?
Go ahead,
hello,
dude.
Ma'am.
Frankie.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Put Grandma on the phone.
Oh, all right. Just a second.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Vera. How you doing?
Okay.
My name is Diva Mary Kay, and I'm calling live from Diva Spot Radio ENT, the spiritual feeding. Your grandchild, Jennifer, is on the other line live, and she wanted us to call you up and say, you know what, we appreciate you because you are a beautiful and wonderful grandmother, and we want to pray over you today that no weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work, and we are praying for an abundant blessing over you. You are a super grandma. Did you know that?
I'm grandma and great-grandma.
That's definitely what's up. You know what, and I'm so glad Jennifer called in. She hears you. Jennifer, go ahead and say hi to Grandma.
Hi, Grandma. I love you. Hey, baby, I love you. Your sissy be out any day.
I know. I'm so excited. Thank you, Lord.
Me too, honey.
We are so excited that she is coming home soon, Lord. And right now, God, we just want to pray over her before she is released and get back to the kids. Father God, thank you for just, you know, covering her with the blood, protecting her, Lord, in the midnight hour. Thank you for bringing her home right in time before the holidays, the new year. Right now, Father God, I pray for her that you cover her with the blood, that you give her favor in her thoughts and her situation in the job and the home and everything, Lord. We just thank you for having a strong tower to hold her down while she was taking care of her business, Lord. Father God, I pray that you continue to bless her with school, with finances, with love, with understanding and compassion for her kids, Lord. Thank you for bringing her home. Father God, you are able to do all things. Cover the whole family with the blood, Lord.
Amen.
Cover that family with the Lord. Give them favor, Lord. Father God, they have been so faithful. Grandma has been great. Grandma and great-grandma, she has been so faithful. She has been doing your will. It's time for us to give back to her, Lord. I pray over her right now that you give her 100 years of success, Lord.
Yes.
She is appreciated. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We getting the spirit of feeding on y'all.
Amen. Thank you for taking the call, Grandma. I love you.
I love you, Jennifer.
God
bye,
bless
Grandma.
You. I'll call you later.
Okay, honey.
Bye.
It's such a blessing, you guys, that we can call up our aunts, our uncles, our grandmothers, our grandparents, and prayer changes all things. Prayer changes all things, y'all, no matter what we do. And just God bless Jennifer, because she thought about her aunt today. No matter what the circumstances is, she called in, she tuned in to the spiritual feeding show, and she said, I want y'all to call my grandmother up. She is in, and she gave me, she ran down a bio. She said she always helped the family out. She made sure everybody, not one, not two, not her favorite cousin, not her favorite niece, everybody had food in their refrigerators, in their mouths, clothes on their back, a place to stay. She is a bridge builder. We are thankful for a woman like that. I need more grandmothers to be like that, more mothers, more fathers. And not only is she a grandmother, she a great-grandmother, a diva at work.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. God bless her. And I'm going to keep continuing to pray for her. My spirit is all over your grandmother right now. Wow. She just brought me so much joy in my heart. I'm kind of welled up because I'm thankful for women like her, because she held the whole family down. And not only that, she's looking forward to her daughter coming home. So y'all know how much of a blessing it is for y'all, for parents to have their kids back and to be able to love them and to hold them and to hug them. What she is going to be joyfied, and I pray that she continue to get the victory and the joy. Let's go to the hotlines. Rocker Block, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up? I can hear you.
What's going on, Rocker Block? Welcome to the show. We getting our spiritual feeding on, because there's no skinny little Flavor Flav spirits here. We got big, precious, voluptuous, heavy, holy spirits up in here.
Monique. Monique spirits. You're
crazy. Round of applause for Rocker Block for being in the building there. What's going on, Rocker Block? How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I'm on my way back from New York, back to Jersey right now. Just came, we went shopping at Toys R Us for the kids, you know, get my early Christmas shopping on.
Great.
And just wanted to get a few things. I heard it was less price down. The price was less down there, so I had to make a couple moves.
Oh, well, fantastic. That's definitely a blessing on today. All those out there doing their holiday shoppings, you know, my blessings go out to y'all, you know. But remember, family is the most specialest gift that you can give to anybody. It's about coming together and staying together on those days, because there's some families right now that's, you know, separated or not together or having their own mess with them. We talking about dreams on the day. The topic of today's show is dreams. Are they fantasies or are they realities? And, you know, your dream is actually, even the dreams that you have for your future, but the dreams that you have when you're sleeping or even when you're daydreaming, some people be like, this is deja vu, they're warnings, they're instructions, and they're warnings. So we need to step our game up. We need to step our spirit up and, you know, get us a notepad, a notebook, and start today.
Yeah.
When you dream, write down those dreams, and also write down the dreams that you have for your future, and then start going over them. And then, you know, in the midst of it, even if you don't understand what you're doing, it's okay. Do it anyway. Pray and ask God to make you open to what he has, what he's saying to you through these dreams. So many times we, you know, we just miscellaneous our dreams, like, man, I must have ate something bad last night, or, man, I was too up last night when I went to sleep. I had a bad dream, or I must have been stressed out. But not necessarily all the times when dreams is instructions. And they also warnings. They instructions and warnings at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I feel like I'm living my dream. I think to be working. Rock-a-Lock
is on the train right now, so he's waking up. We can barely hear you, Rock-a-Lock. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can hear you a little bit from the bridge.
Yeah, they definitely going up under the bridge. I'm going to keep you on until you come from under the bridge. I'm going to be coming to the East Coast, y'all. I will be leaving at the end of the week to come on over there and take care of some business that I got to take care of over there on the East Coast. So Diva Mary Kay is coming soon. Stay tuned. And I'm definitely going to go and kick it and chill out with the family. It's so important that you kick it and chill out with the family, you know. And show some gratitude. Get rid of your attitude to show some gratitude. And that's what I learned from Y.B, to get rid of my attitude and show some gratitude. And that's definitely what it's all about on today. So many times, you know, we walk around here thinking we the queen of Sheba and the king of Israel, and we act like we don't have to pay homage or show no love to nobody. I've been seeing it too much. You know, are you too much of a leader that you can't be a follower? Y'all need to ask yourself that question. Are you too much of a leader that you can't be a follower? It's crazy. I'm talking about madness. I see so many people that say, you know what, I'm just stuck in my ways. I got to do this. You know, I'm trying to change, but it's so hard to change and, you know, this and that and so forth. But the change starts within you. Nobody can change you. No drug is going to change you. No mate is going to change you. No person is going to change you. You have to change within yourself. That's something I had to learn for me, y'all, for me. You got to keep it on the eye. It wasn't easy. Each and every day, and I'm so thankful because last week I do the spiritual feeding show Monday through Friday in the morning from 9 to 11. And I have to definitely say this about the whole spiritual feeding thing. God only asks you for 10% of your time. 10% of your time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. You tune in to spiritual feeding is for 2 hours. It was 1 hour of spiritual feeding, but the show got so good that we had to extend it to two. So you're tuning into the show, you texting, you telling a friend, yo, tune into this, get your spiritual feeding on, call in, give your input, give your insight. That's 2 hours that you already took care of. And the other 40 minutes, you can go above and beyond, but the other 40 minutes, that's throughout your day. It takes us sometimes 40 minutes to go to work. It takes us sometimes 30 minutes to get downtown. You know, y'all really got to think about that, man. God don't ask you for nothing for 10%. If you can't give 10%, then, you know, and a lot of people be like, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, give me this, give me that, whatever the case may be. If you gave a dollar, don't expect three back. How you going to expect $3 back and you only gave a dollar? Talking about God said he was going to bless me today. My blessing is coming today. I got it this time. I know it's coming. And then when it don't come when you want it, then you're mad. God don't work on your time. He work on his time. Who are you to challenge the Lord and say, God, bless me, do this and do that? Why I ain't get blessed yet? Why I'm going through all this pain? Why I'm going through all this aggravation? Why I'm going through all this frustration? Why me? Why me? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because you ain't been getting your spirit right. If you're depressed, your spirit ain't right. If you're angry, your spirit ain't right. If you're broke, your spirit ain't right. If you're heartbroken, your spirit ain't right. If you're bipolar, your spirit definitely not right. If you cheating, if you tricking, if you addicted, if you dipping out, if you banging and slanging, your spirit ain't right. You don't have nothing to eat off of but the world. So you living in the world, you trying to keep up with the Joneses, and it ain't doing nothing but keeping you down. Silly rabbit. Silly rabbit. And you keep going back to it, wondering why. You keep creeping with this chick. You keep creeping with this man, wondering why you not getting no blessings. Yo, I'm not trying to point my finger. I'm not pointing the finger, y'all. I'm not pointing the finger. I ain't trying to, you know, because when I point my finger, it's three fingers pointing back at me. So I'm no better than nobody else. I just made a decision within myself to change on today. I like what Jennifer said at the top of the show. You know, she said, God should be the first resort, not the last resort. And she right. God should be the first resort for everything, not the last resort. When we done got frustrated with somebody, like, you know what, I'm just going to take this person to the Lord. I can't deal with you no more. You at your wit's end. And now all of a sudden, I'm going to take this person to the Lord. I ain't got time for their mess nor their attitude. That was the first thing that you should have did. The first thing, the very first thing that you should have did is sent them to the Lord. Because can't nobody work it out and can't nobody do what God do. Rocka Block, can you hear me? All right, we still going through the tunnel of the situation. And as I'm talking and hosting the show, and, you know, we live, the devil is always trying to do something, man. I can rock my show in my sleep. Last week, I got up on Saturday. I only do the spiritual feeding show Monday through Friday. But last week, I got up Saturday morning, like, all right, let me get up because I got to host the show. But I love it because I'm conditioned. I laugh because, you know, I didn't have to do the show today. I'm like, Ebony, it's Saturday. It's Steppy Game of Saturdays. And that wasn't until 6 o'clock that day. But I was already ready and willing and able to get up to do God's will no matter what it was. That's where you should be at. It took me a while to get here, y'all. Don't get me wrong. It took me a while to get here. But I have to be thankful that God brought me here, that I'm here. Get rid of your attitude and get some gratitude on today. Because before you know it, you may not have it. You may not have it. I'm so thankful on today. I'm so thankful that we're refreshing this system to get our switchboard back up and running. Those who've been rocking with me. Woo-wee. Oh, man. Rockabock, I got you back live. You there? I'm here. There it is.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Rockabock.
Okay. Hey, what's good, man? Yo, did you change the time, yo? Did you change the time on Friday and Saturday to 6 o'clock? It ain't 9 o'clock no more?
It's 6 p.m. on the West Coast, but it's 9 on the East Coast.
Oh, right. Everybody, right. Now, I know that. I thought you changed the clock over here, though.
No, I didn't change the 6 over there.
Oh, okay.
If it was 6 over there, it'd be 3 over here.
Okay.
But no, I got y'all. I'm not going to make a drastic change like that and don't tell nobody.
I wanted to call in and check it out because I heard Flo was on.
Yes, Flo was on the show, and you can archive the show. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. If you need the information, you know you got my number. You can call me, and you can listen to past shows. If you missed the show, you guys, you can always go to my website. I have them titled, and I have Flo's Diva Closet, and you can listen to Flo's. Flo's show was so great. So great, so turned out. It was so good that we have to do a part two.
Yeah, y'all have to, because I missed it. I'm like, how can I miss that? Out of all things, I missed that one. I didn't even know what was going down.
Well, don't say it too much, because she may be listening live on live.
Oh,
she could be listening to you right now.
Shout out to Flizzo, my Nizzo, for Shizzo.
Yes, shout out to Flo, and go to flosdivacloset.com. Yo, step your diva closet up with Flo's, F-L-O-S, Diva, D-I-D-A, Closet, C-L-O-S-E-T.com, FlowsDivaCloset.com. And you can also check her out on Twitter as well. And you can Google it. She's in business, and she got some hot stuff. I love her site so much that I won't be going to no more stores to buy no more jewelry, no more pieces, no more nothing. She has such unique pieces and everything that fits my diva. Oh, man, she got this. I think it's called the Jennifer or the Tiffany ring. I think it's your name, Jennifer. It's a necklace, but it's a shoe, it's a heel, and it got rhinestones all over it, and it's, girl, it's fabulous. Ooh, let me calm down, because I will go, listen, I'm going to have another, I'm going to have an event. I'm going to have an online event for Flo's Diva Closet. It's so necessary.
I bought a watch I'm gonna for a friend have... of mine,
see? Huh?
I said I bought a watch for a friend of mine from there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. The watches, her sunglasses, everything. Everything
yeah.
is official,
yeah.
y'all.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. I'm going to have a event for Flo's Diva Closet online. We're going to be Skyping. We're going to have a party. Y'all already know. We got Future Guru 100 live on the line. He is smooth in the building with us. Future Guru 100, what's going on? And welcome to the Spiritual Feeding.
You know, I was tuned in. Definitely online, checking you out and helping you promote the show. I think it's, you know, you're doing a wonderful job. Shout out to all your callers, you know, everybody that supports you every day. You know, that's love right there. What up?
Mm-hmm.
I heard Rocker Block on. I heard your other people on.
Cool.
What up, Rocker Block? Jersey.
What up,
Guru? Yeah, man, you know, showing love, man, you know. And I ain't want to miss the prayer, you know. I'll be online listening, but I got to call in when it's prayer time. So that's what I'm getting ready to pray.
That's what's up.
What's up, Diva Mary Kay? I hear you out there lighting up the airwaves with your spiritual feeding. I hope everybody was hungry, because I was hungry for mine today. I mean, all weekend you walk, you know you get hungry after the weekend. Spiritual feeding after the weekend, I need it.
Well, you already know I'm bringing the tang with the spiritual feeding, man. It's so important that we feed our spirits, because there's too many flavor looking spirits out there. You know, scrawny little spirits. Man, we getting Monique Precious spirits up in here. And, mm-hmm. you know, shout out to Jennifer, because she was saying, you know, that I got her back on the spiritual track. I'm just glad to be here to be used as a tool, man. You know how good that made me feel, that I'm doing God's will? He's getting the glory. Not me, because, you know, you guys, we all fall down, but we get up, man. We all fall down, but we get back up. And that's what we about to get into. We about to get into this music, Donnie McCorkin. We all fall down, but we get back up. And when we come back, we going to get into the prayer that Future Groove 100 is waiting on. I know you waiting. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on. If you fall down, brush yourself off and get back up, man.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yeah. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there, and God is saying that
we fall down,
but we get back up.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down.
Oh my God. We get back up again. But we can't stay there. We can see the righteousness inside of you. Holy, stay now. But we get back up again. We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again. Just to do it again, rise back up again.
For the
Savior,
get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall, you can get back up again.
You've
waited on me.
Get back up again.
Oh,
for a change in God.
Y'all, for Satan is just a sinner who fell down, man. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feedings on. There's no anorexic spirits on today. If you tune in today, you definitely got a Thanksgiving meal full of spiritual feeding. Huh. Play with me. I already know what it is at the end of the day, man. God is so good, and he's always been available. He's always available. He's always right there on time, man. And it feels good because, you know, even with Jennifer and Rocker Block and Vera and, you know, even one of my haters called in to listen. Yes! I love it. I love that. I had to brought that out on the show. I had my hater call in, and I was able to pray over him. Thank you, Lord, for that. We're going to get into the prayer, which is one of Future Guru's favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Our minds are open. Our hearts are open. No matter if you driving, pull over, find you a spot. No matter if you're on the bus, just tune all the madness out. If you arguing with somebody trying to form some weapons against you, tune it out right now. If the kids are yelling and hollering, it's all right. Just open up your mind and your spirit. That's what I need right now, the spirit, the mind, the body, the heart. I need you to open it up because this is a powerful prayer. Father God, we humbly come to you today, Lord. Thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, God, because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of those days, Lord. Father God, we magnify your glorious and beautiful name, Lord. Father God, you have been so merciful to us, Lord. You have given us mercy. You gave us grace on today, Lord, when we didn't deserve it, Jesus. Father God, you took care of our finances, our relationships, our homes, our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, and our brothers. Father God, you carried them, Lord. You carried them, Lord. You covered them with the blood, Lord. Father God, we have had some things forming against us, some problems that we're going through, Lord, some burdens on our hearts, Lord, some worries on our hearts, Lord, some fears of the unknown, Lord, some fears of success, Lord. Father God, these things have been revealed to us through our dreams, through our daydreams, Lord. But, Father God, we ask that you continue, Lord, to stick close to us like a brother, Lord. Walk with us, God, Father God. Father God,
from this day forth, Lord, please, Lord, please give us the insight and the wisdom to seek and understand what you are saying to us, Lord. Father God, let us always look to you rather than follow our own understanding, Lord. Father God, give us discernment and wisdom, Lord. Father God, we thank you on today. Bless your name, Lord. Bless mm-hmm. your name, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, give you the honor and the glory. You deserve the victory, Lord. You deserve it, not us, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We worship your name, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. You didn't have to do what you're doing for us, Lord. You didn't have to provide a home for us, Lord. You didn't have to keep the lights on, Lord. You didn't have to keep that heat coming, Lord. You didn't have to make, we didn't have to keep that phone on, them bills paid, Lord. We didn't have to have internet service. Thank you for providing us with technology, Lord. We don't deserve it, but you give it to us through grace. We know that grace is the things that you give us that we don't deserve, like life itself. We know that mercy is when you withhold the things that we ain't ready for right now. You ain't ready for that house. You ain't ready for that car. If you ain't got it, you ain't ready for it. You got to take it to the Lord. Let him give it to you. Because if you befriend in the world and if you do it on your own, you only going to have it for a limited time. God is unlimited. You got to understand that he's unlimited. God is unlimited. You need to ask yourself one today, do I want to have limited dreams or do I want to have unlimited dreams? Do I want to have a limited life or do I want to have an unlimited life in paradise with the Lord? Either way, you know how to get either one. Father God, you are so merciful. We thank you on today, Lord, for just coming, showing up, and being available, Lord. Just being available, Lord. Thank you for working within me and my spirit, Lord. Thank you for humbling me. Thank you for sending trouble my way to send me to a high land. I'm a humble woman on high land, Lord. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned or tune in tomorrow, 9 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 p.m. on the East Coast, North and South. Y'all know I got love for y'all. Get it together because y'all ain't nothing but 30 minutes to an hour later. But we rocking. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, ENT. If you miss the shows, you can archive them. You don't have to be live with us. You can go back and listen. You can go back and listen. I have to give a big shout-out to Jennifer for calling in today. I got to give a big shout-out to Rocker Block, Adam, Future Guru 100, Vera, all those who are online, all those who are listening now. No weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work, y'all. I'm out of here. God bless.
The Lord will lift up a standard against him, and he won't prosper, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no, that's why. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper, no weapon formed against your home, no weapon formed against your children. Say, it won't work. No. the arrows or the snares sent by your enemies, 'cause they ain't gonna work, no, 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 no. You've been lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated, but God has got your back and he's gonna hook you up. Oh yeah, yeah, just ain't one. How many weapons formed against you? Sister, how many of them gonna prosper? Say, how many of them gonna